T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Happy Monday. It's bluebird skies right now. This is gorgeous. Summer's here, everybody. Super fun. You can watch the show and see how happy we are. Best week ever. I mean, so far. What? It's incredible. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. That is a link that will take you directly to The Looking Glass, where you can watch the show live every morning. Hello. Fawn is just going crazy in there with the panning and the fading
crazy.
And the split screens and the lower thirds. So you can watch the show. And then throughout the day, he actually loops today's show, and on the weekends, it's kind of like a best of.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft. Shop Floracraft Carpet One in San Francisco for instant savings. Their experts will help you save on home improvements you need for your floors, kitchen, plumbing, appliances, and now windows with Hunter Douglas.
Oh.
FloracraftHome.com. That's FloracraftHome.com. All right, here's what's happening. So, coronavirus. It's
oh, boy, this.
Continuing
Unreal.
To grow and spread, and fears of pandemic have grown today as sharp rises in new cases have been reported in Iran, Italy, and South Korea. Oh, China boy. Seems to be relaxing restrictions, as it seems.
They're like, forget it. Uncontainable.
Rates of new infections have eased there.
Oh, that's good.
That is good.
Yeah.
But a surge of infections outside mainland China have triggered issues around the globe.
Boy.
So Italy, for its purposes here, there are manned checkpoints sealing off towns in the north of Italy as authorities seek to contain the virus from China. At least 219 people in the region have tested positive for coronavirus, and 5 people have died.
Oh, boy.
So someone brought it in,
yep.
And it spread quick. Officials still haven't pinpointed the origin.
Of the entry?
Well, it's going to be someone who did business in China where it started, right?
Or someone who had dealings with someone who had dealings. I mean, honestly, they're saying that the incubation on this is longish, and that you're not presenting any symptoms, so people think they're fine and are going wherever the hell they want.
And I agree. Even if you can pinpoint it, it's already too late, right? But I do think there are a lot of people who do business in China, a lot, and so it won't be hard if they really want to trace it back and be like, oh, you're married, or you're friends with, or you know, or you were
with, and or right, or you were
already, you went there,
right,
and then came home quietly so that no one would quarantine you.
Well, first I flew to Malaysia. No reason.
Anyway,
and then I flew home.
That continues to be a deal. So
yeah, that's a it's scary hearing about this. And you know, I feel like we're not at panic level yet, at least not here. But it is frightening. You hear it every day. The number just gets enormously larger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's incredible how big it was. Remember when it was like, oh, 80 people have this and one of them died?
Yeah.
Remember that? Just like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Now it's like 80,000.
So Bernie Sanders won Nevada, everyone. And
congratulations,
Bernie. And solidly. Too, by the way. Not kinda or close. It was
he was the guy.
Right. So Super Tuesday is around the corner. Not tomorrow, but the next day. Speaking of tomorrow, though.
Next Tuesday.
Right. What did I say?
Not tomorrow, but the next day.
Oh, right. The next Tuesday is what I meant. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, though, is Mardi Gras, so party your asses
Woo!
Off.
Woo! Fat Tuesday.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
You going to rip it up?
No. And then on Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and that's when Lent starts? What is anyone giving anything up? Is anyone?
No.
You're pretty religious. What do you?
I am not involved at all right now. In
but
anything.
Your girlfriend, she's
no,
given
we
up.
We go to church, and
wife.
We I do
oh,
believe.
Yeah, that's right, your wife.
But I am not involved at all right now.
But
we
she
are
did
in...
like soda one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then didn't she give up swearing or something?
Let me tell you where we're at right now. We hardly eat food.
Uh-huh.
So we don't...
You feel like you've given up enough.
We aren't looking to...
We've given up pizza. We've given up
dial
good
anything
food.
Back. Like, we came up with the... Not came up with. We were gifted the best homemade pizza recipe of all times, and we haven't made pizza in... I don't know how
well,
many
you
months.
Can't.
We can't.
You can't eat it.
Right. So,
are we going to make it and like rubber nose in it?
No,
like,
we're
oh,
not.
Look,
that's
what
the
have.
Thing is. We don't aren't doing that. We're all eating the same thing she's eating, which is hardly much. Good for me to get back into some shorts I couldn't wear anymore.
That's
so that's
good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I
sure.
feel good
it's
about
like a side
that.
Benny.
Right. You bet.
If there's a silver lining to your child being sick.
Speaking of you having been on a diet and then just blasting it last night with a burger.
Yeah, I blasted it last. Just one time. Just, you know, look, I had a cheat day.
I think you should have more cheat days.
No, I don't need any more cheat days.
All right.
I've been feeling good, actually.
Well, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy, weird thing. Like,
this diet, though, has helped you drop how many pounds?
Not that many.
Oh,
not
geez,
too many.
What?
Maybe like 6 or 7.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's
10 pounds is a pretty big transformation for most people.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, keep it up.
I wouldn't say I'm skinny or anything, but I definitely notice a difference in, you know. I feel better. Like, my stomach hasn't been bothering me. Still plenty making plenty of noise. Still gurgling happening. You know, mm-hmm. that's all part of being me. But it's, I don't know, it's tough. You think giving up carbs is not the end of the world, and then it's like, oh, man, really everything. Speaking of pizza, John made a keto-friendly crust, and it's basically eggs and cheese. And he made it, and then he made pizza on top of it, you know.
And
it was pretty good. Yeah. But the crust is really just like cooked cheese. I'm like, okay, so basically what I'm eating here is cheese. And well, they put cheese on top of it and baked it.
I don't see how you can go wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. It was very
cheese,
it was good.
Cheese
good.
Is good.
Sure, cheese is delicious. Yep.
This is a local couple that got themselves lost.
Oh, my God.
In Marin.
Haven't they been out for, like, forever?
Yeah, they were lost, really lost. And I'll tell you something. We have this weird sense of security, like, well, if they're letting us out here, if we can go out here, then
sure,
there
everything
must
will be...
Sure,
fine. It's America.
Yeah, I mean, everything's been checked and...
So they were just going for a hike and,
well,
like, wandering off the...
Well, apparently, this couple, and let me get them right, Carol Kaparski...
Oh.
And Ian Irwin. They're an older couple. Let me see. I have their ages. They're both in their 70s.
Yeah, I mean, it's a surprising story.
They were renting a cabin, it looks like, in Marin.
Did it say where? Was it like Samuel P. Taylor or something?
Let me see. I'm trying to find that part because I knew I should have known you'd ask that.
Near Point Rey Station.
Oh, way out in the...
Anyway, they say Wallace they look forward to telling... They've been rescued now, but they were out in the... They were out for a week in the middle of nowhere. Lost.
It's just so... They're it just asking, seems like you'd hit a road. I mean, it's not... Okay, look, you know, they're out in Western Marin, but it's not... It isn't a wasteland out there.
They survived. Well, but that's it. Here's the problem. There's a lot of things I do that are like that, where you're mountain biking or you go for a surf way out in the middle of nowhere and you realize if something bad happens here, I'm
alone.
I'm going to have to find my way back to my car and phone and then call for help
right.
from there if I'm not too hurt.
Right.
So there's a lot of things you can get yourself into for sure. They were lost for 7 days.
Oh,
and it has to do sometimes with, do I even know what direction I'm walking? Am I walking in circles?
Right.
And where would that road be? Which way do I walk? Because, sure, you could find a road or not.
right,
be walking parallel to the thing for, that's all it takes.
I know. And you just didn't find it.
Where someone goes, all you had to do was turn right. Well, why would I have known to do that?
Right. And no phones? No,
then they had no phones.
Oh,
no, they
boy.
Had no phones and well, no food, no snacks even.
Oh, no.
The story is
no
that
snacks.
They most likely survived a week by drinking water from a puddle near where they were stranded. They had brought no food.
Well, they just stayed
water,
in one place?
Or cell phones with them on their February 14th hike near their rental cabin. The vegetation there was so thick that rescuers had to crawl to get to them. And the dense undergrowth
what?
Made it extremely difficult to carry the couple out
How'd
any
they even
other
get in
way.
There? What are they like? Were they looking on the ground for gold?
That's the point, though. You can find yourself into set. You start in. Oh, this is getting thick. I'll just work my way through to the other side.
Yeah,
and
there's got
to
be another
no
side
other
to
side,
this.
And now you're trapped.
Oh boy.
I don't know their story exactly, but the crew pulled the two seniors from the brush and got them to a nearby hospital. They both suffered hypothermia. It says mild, but they were out every night.
Right. It's freezing.
And they're in their
night.
70s.
Right. 40s.
They'd
I
been
mean,
dressed
even in the 30s.
In relatively light clothing and had to endure temps that dipped into the 30s.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they were freezing.
They like held each other for body heat and then like piled leaves on themselves. You know, insulation.
Apparently they
so
live
scary.
In Palo Alto.
Oh, boy.
And are hospitalized again after spending 8 days stranded in dense vegetation near
things.
Where they were renting a cabin. Yeah. Goes from just having a time
yep.
to we might die.
Mm. It's just...
Mm. Yeah, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I trip out on it because I do... I've known bike riders... who go out and they're fine and they're just riding and then it's the sun is starting to set and now they've got to figure out how to get back and they don't know the trails and suddenly they're tripping.
Yeah.
And you see them post like, I'm here and I got to get out of here. Like, I've seen that.
Well, I'm glad that they were found safely. Like, that is actually, I'm sure that was incredibly traumatic and I'm sure they felt so stupid too. Like, I mean, that just, I would be, you
what
know.
What did they eat?
Well, their fingers, obviously, the snacks. But they've just... Can you imagine the bickering, too, that must, like... Are you kidding me?
Well,
we're
someone
lost.
Someone
How
did
are we
that
lost?
To them.
Yes, and it was him, for sure. Guys are always like, oh, I got a great sense of direction. Don't worry about it.
Right.
She's like, I don't know, dear. It seems like we should...
Well, So there's that.
Yeah. See? Yeah, I'm telling you, that was a bad 7 days. Like, they might break up after this.
Well, they might. Hmm. For sure, if something was said that can't be taken back,
sure.
It's possible they're done.
Yeah. Maybe one of them was even trying to kill the other one. Like, I don't know where we are. You never know. You
really?
Don't. It's a hike. Hello.
Or, let's, on the bright side, their love is stronger than ever.
Maybe. Then let's go with that.
Okay. I have a question for you. Have you ever texted someone in the same room?
Yeah.
Yeah. When that
I do that
question
so that I don't
asked...
have to have a conversation. I don't want to have like, oh, God, can you believe they just said that? And I send it to John. He looks at it and he goes, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, that's often because you want to have a private conversation. Mm-hmm. It can be because of the kids, because you're at work, because whatever.
Right.
You text someone so that they don't. So that
don't
it's
say
not
that one
there.
Thing about blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Don't forget the lie I told about blah, blah, blah.
I mean, that might be, while they're saying that's a sign of severe phone addiction, I'm saying that's a sign of actual.
That's smart.
That's one of the good reasons to have one of these
that's
dumb
working
things.
The system
right,
right there.
Almost 90% of people, these are stats about our phone addiction, people. Listen up.
All right, I'm listening.
Almost 90% of people feel so uneasy if they've left their phone at home, they go back.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go a day.
Yeah. I'd be bummed, but I wouldn't go back. But my life is set up so that my phone's always with me.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. Most people's are.
There's no chance I would leave my house without my phone. It just would never happen.
Oh, boy. You're really going to say that into a mic, huh?
It just, how would it ever happen?
I don't know.
Know.
I've definitely left the house without mine.
Yeah. Oh, listen, you're living a whole different life than most people.
And on the way, I'm like, you know what? Screw that thing.
Yeah. You're like, screw that thing. I got my iPad at work.
Right.
Or in my briefcase.
Yes.
Whatever the thing is that you call it. I got to make you one of those. That thing is embarrassing now. It's like a sack.
You keep saying that.
I know.
Well, where is it?
I'll just have to
figure Don't badmouth the one I got and then not provide another one. You know what? I'll go buy another one.
No, don't do
I'll
it.
I'll go buy
no,
another
No, let me
I'll
buy
do
you
it today.
One.
No,
do it,
don't. forget it. I got this. I'll move on. I thought you were. Look, I'm just trying to support you.
Thank you.
But I have beat that thing to smithereens, and it has dried yogurt on it. 66% of people check their phone at least 160 times a day.
That's a lot.
They say that's like 10 or more times an hour.
Oh,
when it's broken down, it doesn't sound like that much. It
doesn't actually sound like all that much. I've checked it 50 times already, and, you know.
You have?
I don't know. I mean, whenever we get off the air, I touch the screen to see if there's any text or anything. And then if I, you know, I was looking at RVs earlier. I need to look at that.
You're going to get an RV?
No.
Yes.
You are going to get an RV.
I want to get one of those Sprinter vans.
That Sprinter van's not an RV.
See these ones. They're kind of like a little RV.
You should get a real RV. Because you don't do anything without all four of you. So it's not like you'd be all,
Vinny,
okay,
that's changing. My kids are, you know, they're growing up.
Yeah, but they still meet you on Friday for TV night.
That's true.
What are you talking about? They're growing up, but they're not leaving.
Maybe John and I just, well, we'll bring a tent for them. They can be out in the tent.
Okay.
It'll
never
be fun.
Mind. You do you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
These RVs, though, RV sales must be through the roof.
I can't imagine that they're not because, I mean, the people are living in them.
I know. And while I get why people are going for that, and I do believe in people having the right to do that,
mm-hmm.
I hate that they're at war with people in their neighborhoods.
I know.
Like, I have, these people I know were selling their house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a random coincidence that an RV decided to park across the street from the house that was having an open house that day. These are people who just decided to park in the neighborhood. They spent the night there. It's not always there. But for the purpose of the person who's selling their home.
Oh, that's, yeah.
They're looking at this RV going, how do I get this giant thing out in front of my... we're trying to sell this place.
Was it parked across the street or right in front of their home?
Right in front of their home.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, I don't know how we're supposed to explain to people that that's A, not ours, and B, not normal. This is random.
You should actually say it's yours.
Yes. I don't. Well, I don't know.
You don't
what they
say
did.
Anything about it, and then if someone has to go, oh, that's ours. That's what you do because they're otherwise,
so, you're not understanding. They're
no,
so
I'm understanding.
Big, they block the sunlight into a home.
But
really...
since you can't move it, you got to pretend it's yours. I'm fully with you, and that's the only thing that works. It's,
I don't
oh yeah,
know
we're
what
gonna we love to camp. So, and of course, if you had an RV, you could park it here too. See how great this neighborhood is.
My damn brother-in-law has a key, though. I just can't move it right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I can't
it's awful.
I wouldn't love it.
Like, that's one of those things
it's
where
happening.
You're like, I wouldn't have even thought of that until I saw it and then went, oh, my God. Those people are screwing them and they don't even know it. And probably don't care, but
right.
still. I mean, because that seems like this weird warfare right now. Like, hey, we'll do what we want.
I live here.
And the
I live everywhere
the,
I want
right.
on Earth.
And the people on the home are like, no, that's my front yard. Why do you think you can? Okay.
Couldn't you just go down to the Walmart? They welcome it.
Well, clearly California for sure is going to have to start designating spaces in all towns where these, and I don't mean on the side of a road. I mean, you're going to have to clear
a
space
lot or something
and make those available to
right.
people. Because, yeah, it's becoming a war. It's scary, isn't it?
It is. They're a great option, you know. It's,
I agree.
But it's...
And you can't tell people they can't.
No.
But you have to give them space. They can't be, like, trolling neighborhoods hoping this one's quiet.
Right.
No one will call the cops on us here, right?
They'll think that we belong to this house.
No.
No big deal.
Back to your phone.
Okay.
A third of people spend more time on their phone than with their significant other.
Oh.
Almost 20% spend more time on their phone than with their children. You see it out a lot, too, is that person, mom or dad, with their kids, but looking in their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you just think, oh, my God, the way kids are,
where
they just go left turn. I wonder how many kids have been lost because the person in charge was looking at their phone instead of
exactly.
at the kid.
I'm sure countless. It's a... You know, the thing is, I like judge other people for it, but then I'm on my phone all the time, too. It's hard to, you know, it's fun. It's awesome. Like, the whole world's on there.
75% of the world admits they're addicted to their phone.
75% of the world.
Admits.
The other 25% just don't have phones.
We're addicted to our phones.
Oh, yeah. They're great. They're great.
Addicted.
Addicted.
So, there you go.
You know, wasn't it our kids over here, Nicole and Brandon, they were saying they took a moratorium from having a, like...
No, they were talking about social media.
Just the social media?
Yeah, the social media.
So you kept the phone and you...
Yeah, but Brandon doesn't even have social media at all. He just has no interest in
it. Yeah, but does he have a flip phone?
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, so he still likes his phone.
I can check his email.
He I can see him having a flip phone, though.
I know. You know what, though? That's great. It's how very Renaissance man of him.
It is nice. Our text number. Oops, I'm out of time.
Oh, okay. Wow, you are. We'll be back in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.